From Relay FM, you're listening to Conduit, the show where we can do our own thing with our own productivity systems. Welcome to Conduit, the show that may cause slight discomfort. This episode is brought to you by ECAM. I'm Kathy, and with me today is someone who doesn't cause me discomfort, except for when he asks me about a song that influences my life, and I can't think of one, Jay Miller.
I was just hoping you would say stop, hammer time.
I mean, I can't stop. Hammer time.
It doesn't work if you don't think of it off the top of your head.
I know. Listen, we're hanging in there. That's the thing. And who else is hanging in there is everyone in the Discord, because our favorite suit, who's hosting the main Relay 10 event in London, One Mike Hurley, launched the survey questions for said event. So if you are in the Discord and you have not seen them yet, it's in the announcements channel. There's a link to the Google form. It will get published externally everywhere else too, but in the Discord, it is live right now. And it is torturous for me, because being as I'm going to play, I'm a very good person and not looking at the conversations that people are very kindly spoilering. But it's really difficult because I read spoilers, even if it's for like a movie or a book or something that I haven't read or and am going to. So this is really difficult. I'm having a very hard time.
I'm going to use the fact that I am confirmed for London. That's right. I'm confirmed for London. I will be there. Tickets have been purchased. Hotels have been arranged. We're there. Woo. I will use that as my excuse as to why I haven't checked the Discord lately. but I also have a question. Do you think it would be okay if we took Mike and Steven and we like made them like their own little Spice Girls type thing where they're the beards? Because I want Mike to be posh beard and I want Steven to be southern beard.
Okay, I think that's now how it's gonna be. We make them a shirt.
Oh.
Or a 3D printed like album sign.
Beard up your life with like Mike and his Vision Pro like mouth not moving persona thing.
Yes. Oh, I'm here for this. That's amazing. And terrible, but also amazing. I love it.
One day they'll learn to listen to this show.
Yeah, but hopefully not yet.
Yeah.
We still have more jokes. Yep. All right, Jay, what happened in our co-working period of time?
Well, our co-working happened not the day of the eclipse, or was it the day of the eclipse? I don't know, because Jay missed the eclipse by a few minutes. So we talked about our eclipse wins and fails, mostly fails, like traffic. We met a brand new superconductor with an adorable dog. We also did work things, and yeah, it was actually cool. Oh, we found out that a lot of people co-work while driving, which what we will say is if you can do it in a safe, hands-free manner, we support. If you can't, then it's okay. Just come to the next one. And then lastly, we found out that our circle of friends is, or I guess our Venn diagram of friends is almost like a circle, because Kathy is the center of it. And all of Kathy's friends know all of Kathy's other friends, and all of Kathy's friends' friends know all of Kathy's other friends' friends. So really, we're just one large friend group.
Basically, yeah. What it says here is if you want to meet people, come talk to me, because I probably know you. I don't know. I'm going in circles.
Yeah. If you want to become like part of Kathy's friend group, give her money, which I get to take some too. And then you can become a superconductor.
If you want to join us for our next co-working session or hang out in the Discord while we record this live. You can visit imasuperconductor.com. That is letter I, letter M, letter A, superconductor.com to become a member today. Hey, Jay, do we have any shout outs?
No. Yes. Logang, our mountain dweller of the show, says, Rosie says hi, 1 week old. She may currently be the youngest conduit listener. Woo!
Sweetest little picture, the cutest little baby. Absolutely.
I miss picture.
Yeah, because it's in the Discord.
I'm just saying. You act like I go in there.
I know.
I try.
I know.
Oh, that's adorable. And look, they're... Wow, that's perfect, perfect branding and everything.
Right?
I love it. Oh, man. That would be... Sweet. Also, Rosie looks gangster. I'm just going to say. She's like, hey, I'm listening to Conduit here.
Oh, is she from Jersey, apparently?
The West Jersey Mountains, yes.
Yes. I was like, I didn't think Jersey had mountains that could be dwelling. But
I'm going off the aura that she's giving off right now.
The vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The vibes that she's sharing. I love it. I love it. All right. And also have a shout out to our new conductor checklist enthusiast of the show, Mike, who is sharing the connection check shortcut. He has it using data jar to store his connection, and it makes a Todoist task for the connection. So you might need to adjust it to use your task manager of choice, but we will include a link to it in the show notes.
That is very, very cool. And reminds me that I believe in the early episodes of Conduit, I did make a shortcut for my connections.
Which clearly worked super well.
You know, like most things I do, it worked until it didn't. And then from there, who knows, life came at me fast. Now I'm trying to see if I have it in here. Oh, latest connection. Yep. Uses data jar and then uses, what's that app called? I forgot the name of the app. Widget pack to display my connection on my screen.
Nice. Very cool. And now maybe you'll start using it again.
Probably not. Let's be real.
But that's okay because we're going to share your connection right now. How'd you do?
So my connection was to find some expletive zen. And the reality is I had moments in which I was doing way more than I probably should. And I think in those moments, I did find a little bit of zen. Like, for instance, I went to New York for work. I got back from New York on Friday. On Saturday, I drove 3 hours south to South Georgia and went to the caverns that are there, I forgot what it's called. Some trail thing where there's a nice little Georgia Red Clay Canyon thing that was made due to poor irrigation techniques, completely 100% man-made, but not intentional.
Oh no.
But it's like, there's like this hiking trail that's around it. And like, we wound up hiking like probably 2.5-3 miles, during this process. And we went with friends and, you know, we have friends with kids and like, so everyone that's like around my daughter's age. And so like, we just had some moments there that were really cool and being able to walk. And, I don't think people know this about me, while I'm not a very avid runner because of, you know, knee problems and other issues and just getting older, I do actually enjoy walking. And hikes are a thing that I've been afraid of for a long time, that, you know, I finally just gave up and said, okay, I'm going to do this. So again, getting back from a busy trip to immediately throw myself into a commitment to immediately the next day going to the first Braves game of the season for us. Like, I was in places that I really enjoyed, even if it made me extra busy to be there. So I'm going to give myself the green check mark on this.
Yeah,
but I will put my green check mark on notice.
Well, I think it's important to think of the fact that Zen and finding that Zen doesn't necessarily mean like you're not doing anything or that you're like sitting and just, I don't know, meditating or something. It can be finding that joy, finding that happiness in whatever it is that you're doing. And I think that's okay.
I like it. What about you, Kathy?
Yeah, my connection was to make a packing list, not create a super complex backup plan, because my old hard drive is still at the doctor's. And so I don't want to mess with anything until I know what else will work. So instead, my connection was to make a packing list, which I have done. I successfully packed and traveled last weekend, and I have two more packing lists for the double travel event thing coming up, with an extra added bonus of the fact that Steven's wife is going to let me do laundry in their washing machine. So my packing will be much easier.
Oh, I forgot about that part, that trip. Oh,
yeah.
I want to know when that is happening, even though I probably won't be able to do anything about it.
No, because you'll be off in Spain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Steven. Sorry, Southern Spice. Southern Spice, Southern Beer. I like it. Now I'm just picturing Mike dressed up as Posh Spice.
Oh, he would kill in the little Gucci dress. If you've seen Spice World, you... Mm-hmm. Such a good movie. Such a good movie. Excellent. All right, what about our conductors? How did they do?
Our soprano of the show, Debo, says, "Green heart, I voted in the town election." I like it. Congratulations. I'm happy to hear that you have done your civil duties.
Hooray. Laura.
Whatever that word is.
I think civic duties. I don't know. But duties. Duty. Our pathologist of the show, Laura, says, "Connection check, green heart. I was able to come in a bit earlier than usual. Granted, one day was unplanned at 3 a.m. because of a call, and also kept my list for each day a tad more open. It's so hard when there are so many things I need or want to make progress on." I hear you, and I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
Our tech podcast listener of the show, Pillix, says, "Yellow square, I nerd snipe myself with a new project related to family stuff." No. Yep. It's more than just writing HTML, and it requires meeting family. I did fix my resume, and I did apply for a couple jobs, though. Oh, good job. You did the important things.
Yay. All right. Our checklist enthusiast of the show, Mike, hopefully it's not already taken. No, that of the show name is not taken, except now it is. So
I just want to, before we go, did you really expect it to be taken was the question?
Yes, clearly, because there's a lot of nerds that listen to the show and I love every single one of them. Very well. All right. But his previous connection is a yellow heart. "Finish restructuring Todoist tasks so I have the framework to achieve my goals for the year without having to constantly fiddle with my system. Made progress, but still have a bit to go." I love that. Perfect use of the heart, because it's not finished, but you are working on it. I love it. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
And our shark of the show, One Pair of Shoes, says, "My connection was to go through a bag of documents that has been there since we moved and separate the shred, recycle, and trash. Orange circle. I got through some of the bag, but not completely." Hey, you started. Yes. And I feel like the best thing about starting is it's easy to start again when you need to.
Yes. And there's less to do now. Our identical twin of the show, Aaron, says, "Connection check, green heart. Missed last week, but been doing well on my diet. Bits of coffee here and there, but seems to be much more balanced now." Smiley face. Excellent. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
And our fish bear of the show, fishy guy, says money flying away, taxes done. Harsh deadlines actually work sometimes. Yeah.
Especially when you're worried about an IRS agent knocking on the door and taking you to jail, which I don't know about you, but that's always my concern, or at least it was until I started working with a CPA and realized that that's not how it actually happens. But that's definitely a concern when you don't know.
That's the biggest help of understanding how things actually happen. And I think that will give people ease or pause or maybe more anxiety because now they know how it will actually happen.
Yeah, it'll happen with just a bunch of paper letters that are sent. Which reminds me, if you get any sort of email or text message or, I don't know, Facebook message that says you owe money to the IRS, that's not accurate. Ignore those. It's a scam. They only send like actual physical letters through the mail.
What you should do is walk into the IRS once a month and say, hey, do you got anything for me? No?
Okay. Walk out. Honestly, that would probably get things faster than, you know, the 4-year behind task thing that they're currently on. But that's neither here nor there. Our robotics engineer of the show, Aiden, says connection check, green check mark. It took more effort than I would have liked, but my LinkedIn profile is finally up to date. Congratulations. Oh,
our capybara of the show, Arno. Oh, that's a new one. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome. New conductor alert. Okay. Our capybara of the show, Arno, says yellow circle, taxes are done. Yep, wait, for 2022. Oh, okay. Previous taxes are done. Procrastinated by updating my automated document management. So 2023 should be done almost automatically. I wonder if there's a year skip here. I don't know. Got some new cables installed, but there's some remaining. Hydroponic tomatoes already got their first new leaves. Hey, be careful with those hydroponics. The EPA will come after you.
Oh my gosh. No, no, he's fine. Our code mookie of the show, Douglas, says connection check, green circle. I have actually been keeping up with my most important things and following up with everyone who needs following up with while being absolutely slammed with meetings. Congratulations. That's impressive.
Our oracle of the show, Soph, says green heart. I got a bunch done last week, which was the plan. Way to go, Soph.
Excellent. And finally, our nameless of the show, Nameless, says connection check, green book. I got all the paperwork in for school and classes have started. I did not go to the eye doctor, but it seems my eyes just needed more time to adjust to those glasses. I will go to the eye doctor later if it seems I need to. That sounds perfect. Flawless, no notes.
Yep. You know what else is perfect and flawless and needs no notes?
Ecamm?
This episode of Conduit is brought to you by Ecamm. Ecamm Live is the leading video production and live streaming studio built for Mac. Ecamm does all aspects of video, not just live streaming. It's perfect for simplifying your workflow. It's easy enough to get started quickly, but powerful enough that you can create just about anything with video. You can do it all with the Ecamm app. So every week, I now use the Ecamm app for my meetups. And I've talked about this a couple of times, so I don't need to talk about it again. But the interesting bit around this is even when I don't intend to publish, it's good to have just for a backup. We had a moment where one of the people who really wanted to take advantage of this event that we were doing last week was like, oh, I missed it. You know, I really wanted to make it, but I had work and some other things. And I was like, hey, no problem. I actually recorded the event for you. And they're like, oh, wow, is it on YouTube? And I said, no, I was just recording it just in case somebody wanted to check it out. Here you go. Here's the recording. So whether I want to do something live, I can just set up to live stream. if I want to record something, edit it later, or just directly publish it, I can do that. Or if I just want to have a simple recording that I keep just in case, Ecamm makes the experience the exact same for me, no matter what I intend to do with it. So again, whether you're streaming, recording, podcasting, or presenting, everything's there in Ecamm, including support for multiple cameras, screen sharing, and a live camera switcher that lets you direct the show in real time. You can stand out from the crowd with high quality video. You can add logos, titles, lower thirds, graphics. You can share your screen, drop in video clips, and even bring on interview guests and use a green screen. There's so much more. Ecamm Live does it all. Their members are entrepreneurs, marketing professionals, podcasters, educators, musicians, church leaders, bloggers, and content creators of all kinds. That really makes me feel like church leaders are just content creators for the religious platforms. It's great. Get 1 month free today at ecamm.com/conduit using the code conduit. That's 1 month free of Ecamm Live at ecamm.com/conduit with the checkout code conduit. Go there now and check it out. Our thanks to Ecamm for their support of this show and Relay FM.
Thanks. All right. So every week that there is a conduit, or pretty much every week, one of us will go, hey, so-and-so, the topic? And sometimes we're like, oh my gosh, I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks. I want to talk about X. And sometimes we go, well, we could do this or we could do that. This is what I'm thinking. How about this? This basically is a forced discomfort conversation that we have pretty much every 2 weeks, which is our topic is forced discomfort. Now, Jay, why did you want to talk about this?
So it's true that it is incredibly uncomfortable to have a few hours to go before we're going to record to think of a topic, but that wasn't it. I've talked a couple of times in the last few episodes, which tells you how long this process has been going on. I've talked a couple of times about the fact that we're going to have to get our floors replaced in our house, our downstairs floors. And this is like great in some ways because we don't have to pay all the money to replace the floors. We just have to pay our deductible and then our insurance will take care of the rest. So we've had this like ongoing battle with leaving messages with the insurance company going, hey, the floor contractors are ready to work. They're just waiting on you. Hey, can you please update the contractors about the status of our project? Hey, it's really important to you that we need this done because until we get it done, we don't have a stove. So we've basically been operating with an oven and a hot plate and air fryers. And now that it's starting to get warm again and it's not as rainy, I've started firing up the grill outside and cooking on the grill. And what's happened is kind of a weird situation where not having a stove hasn't been that big of an issue. Between just having a few extra funds to be able to you know, eat out a little bit more than we normally would, we tend to bake a lot of our food anyway. So, you know, we'll do like baked pork chops or, you know, we'll do baked chicken and things like that. But what we've learned is I told my Brittany this and it was like, could we technically live with a smaller stove? And she was like, absolutely not. No, we're not. We're not even going to begin to entertain this thought. Because I was just like, no. You know, that's more counter space. That's the ability to do more stuff. But like, we weren't really living. We were like uncomfortable, but we weren't like uncomfortable to the point where we were like, I'm going to call the insurance company once every hour until they finally respond because they're tired of having us, you know, spam them with calls. And what we ultimately decided was we have to do this anyway. we, even though like we've adapted to the situation, we kind of just need to make things uncomfortable intentionally, because that's going to be the only way that this process gets done. Because eventually our contractor is just going to go, look, I can't keep holding up our people for this. And, you know, we're not a priority booking anymore. So they're not going to, you know, it might take another month after they're ready, because they've been waiting on us to finally get the ball rolling. And for that, we're like, okay, no more. We're going to make it uncomfortable for them. We're going to call them twice a day, every day until they answer. We're going to update, and we're going to send emails to our contractor every time we call and get in touch with them, just to prove like, hey, we're doing our part. We're doing everything that we can. It's uncomfortable for us to do this. It's uncomfortable for them to sit there and have to go through all these emails. I hope they don't just start deleting them, but like, I want people to know that like we are trying, and we're going through, and we're going to do whatever it is we have to do. And this is just one example where I've had to force a little bit of discomfort. We're working on sending someone from our community from a country in Africa all the way to the US for an event. And we reached out to them two or three times asking for information so that we can help them out. And ultimately we're not getting anywhere. So we had to do the, I don't know if you've heard of the magic email, Kathy.
No, what's the magic email?
So the magic email is literally just sending an email message that says, I have to assume due to the lack of response that your priorities have changed.
Ooh.
And that's all. And then, I mean, if you want to wrap it up with like a, feel free to reach out to me at a time to follow up, but we will have to pause for now, you know, whatever, whatever. But if you start with that email of like, hey, clearly this wasn't that important to you, or clearly it was important, but something more important came up, but we have to assume that you are no longer interested in this. So therefore we are going to stop putting forth the effort. And I've actually used this before, and it genuinely does work. It feels a little like passive aggressive, but there are times where being passively aggressive is just necessary.
Yeah, because you don't want to be overtly aggressive, I guess. Like, you're trying to get things to happen that need to happen that you can't do without their help. So they need to do it.
Yeah.
They need to do their job.
Yeah. And it's amazing that like adding a little bit of discomfort to, well, first before we go there, like Kathy, what do you do to make the situation a little uncomfortable?
Oh, I have so many uncomfortable things that need to be done. Last week I did a lot of, I asked for help, which always is uncomfortable for me. And my brother and sister-in-law and my mom came over, and they were ruthless in the cleaning, like sorting stuff, to the point where I was able to take a vehicle full of, stuff to get rid of, and my incredible cleaning lady helped empty out my closet to the point where I also had an entire trunk full of blankets and clothes to get thrifted, like to get, just get it out of my house. I now have a huge walk-in closet that I can actually walk into. So like, it's great. Was it painful? Yes. Was there other things I needed to do? Yes, because the week before tax season, and having to pack and do all of these things. Am I so thankful that it's done? Absolutely. I am. It makes things a lot easier, and I'm really happy with that. I still have so much more to do, but we're working on it. We're getting through there. And yeah, it's painful though. And it's okay to have the pain, like to be frustrated and scared and blah, all of that.
It really is a difficult thing to do. And also shout out to your connection for getting someone to do the cleaning stuff. I think that was you. I think you did that. I know you tried to get me to do it one time and I was like, no, I can't because excuses.
Yeah.
But someone else in my friend circle just got a cleaning person for the first time. And they were very adamant about, like, you don't understand how uncomfortable I was with the situation of, like, having this person come in and, like, see my mess and,
mm-hmm.
like, come in to clean it. Like, this is, like, the thing that we're talking about right now of, like, it's funny that Brittany will, not to make it all about her, Brittany loves cleaning. When people are coming over, so sometimes we randomly invite people over just so that she'll clean the house. Well, I'm the same way too. Like if I'm on the phone with someone, honestly, I do it while they're there, which is probably not as great. Brittany will do it like before they show up, and then like I'm there, and I'm like, oh, I need to tidy this, and oh, I need to move these dishes into the dishwasher. Oh, I'm not gonna do like my laundry in front of them or anything, but like. Like I'll be like, oh, there's a little mess there. Here, let me sweep that up real quick. And then I wind up sweeping the entire downstairs. So yes, to my friends that listen to this, there have been a couple of times where you've been invited over just because we knew that the house needed to be cleaned a little bit.
Amazing.
We love you.
That's so great though. Having those types of friends though, too, that you trust to be able to have that bit of like thing. I don't know. Like having that bit of comfort to be like, hey, this is an okay thing to do. It's neat.
For the record, I would refuse to let Kathy see my mess of a house. Like it would need to be spotless before anyone from the Soup family came in.
Oh, well, I will not have that in my house because I can't get spotless. But someday, maybe.
So I'm really interested in hearing from the community on this one, because I think that like a lot of the things we've talked about lately are not, it's not like solid takeaways. And it's funny because I've been thinking about like the myth of inbox zero. Like the reality of something like that is set up a rule for yourself that fits whatever you're going to do. But mm-hmm. I feel like there are so many opportunities for folks to be like, how can I make myself slightly uncomfortable, which will push me to go do the thing that I've been waiting on. And one of those, I know that like the productivity, you know, corn stars will tell you, hey, you need to donate $100 if you don't wake up on time, or you need to take cold showers for 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, that sounds stupid.
if it works for you, great. But
it doesn't, then you're just even more mad. Because now you're wet, cold, and out of $100.
Yeah. I mean, you have to learn what your brain needs, learn what your brain works with. But yeah, there's some things that you can attempt to do that work, and that's great. We want you to share yours with us. How do you get through things that you know you need to do, but also really don't want to?
Yeah, I feel like there's this other concern about being kind of a Karen about things at some point. And I do want to dispel the myth of just because you've made someone else's life slightly harder doesn't automatically put you in that category.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do need a quick reminder, and you can do it in a friendly, and I think the word that we would always say in the military was tactful. Like, how do you tell your senior enlisted person who's in charge of you that they're doing something stupid? And the answer is you do it with tact. I think tact is like one of those skills that doesn't really get taught that much anymore. How do I tell my boss you're stupid without telling my boss you're stupid? Also to my boss.
Per my last email.
Yes. As defined in the document.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
There is a way to do it. Just because you want someone to do something that impacts you, you can do it in a way that isn't, you know, hyper aggressive, but also I think that's the thing that makes the magic email so cool, that it's like, you're not doing it. It's like, well, I guess you're not interested anymore. It is due to the lack of response, I have to assume. So it's saying you haven't responded to this. Therefore, I am left with no choice other than to assume that it's no longer a priority. And it gives them the opportunity to then come in and say, oh, you're right. I totally missed it. Let me get on that right now. Or, you know what? You're right. It actually, some other stuff came up and it's not a big deal. You're not saying, well, I'm not important, or you're not important, or your idea was stupid. It's just saying like, hey, I haven't heard back, so I just have to assume that something more important is taking precedent over this.
Which, again, if that's the truth, okay. Like, but hey, let me know. Like, that's something that I think is really important in like life and living, that you need to just communicate. Mm-hmm. Yes, it sucks to say I can't do this anymore, or I don't want to do this anymore, or whatever, to make somebody uncomfortable, but it's better to know than to sit and be ghosted. Like, that's uncomfortable for everybody and awkward. And I hope that you can get into a place where you can be more comfortable or something similar to that. How about that?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. And I do believe that at the end of the day, it all comes down to treating other people the way that you would want them to treat you. Or like, hey, if it your not big deal might be a big deal for someone else, so like, before you push that thing aside, if other people are depending on you for it, maybe just double check and make sure it's not like this massive thing for them. And again, be quick to apologize, but not to like quick to like defend or not defend. I don't know what the word is. Or like come up with an excuse. Be quick to apologize, but not quick to come up with an excuse.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a different way to say that, but I don't know. I don't know what that is. Please let us know the saying for that, because I'm sure that there is one out there somewhere. Quick, I'm positive.
Quick to apologize, not quick to be defensive, maybe?
No, but there's a short one. Be quick to apologize, but not hug.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
But what I
Which
do,
I think is something that I'm saying a lot.
I mean, that is a very lovely component of our show, is that we're not coming to you as productivity experts. We're not coming to you as people who have figured it all out. We're coming to you as people who are, by the sheer enjoyment that we have for, you know, some of the things around productivity, but also the fact that we have very, very chaotic lives and lifestyles, we have to think about productivity maybe a little bit more than others do.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's, it will make it uncomfortable for you. Get that thing done. Honestly, that's the nice thing about our connections is that your connections add a slight bit of discomfort because now you've told the world that you're going to do this thing and you don't want to be a liar, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was mean. We're not mean. We are kind and nice to people, right?
Yeah. That's true.
I know. It's hard. All of the things suck. You know, it's our, life can be difficult, but that's why we're all here together to support each other. Okay. Well, then what is your connection for the next fortnight?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm going to be in Spain for half of this. So it needs to be something like doable.
Speak Spanish. I mean, have a successful Spanish interaction.
That sounds stressful.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say I'm going to keep up with my needling of the insurance company, and I will either I or Brittany will call and leave a voicemail twice a day until they respond.
I love it.
They've got to do it at some point.
Yeah.
But that's what I got. What about you?
I'm going to have a goal to, I was going to say get sleep, but that's, you know what? I'm going to, my connection will be to stretch out at least 4 times a week. I will be gone like 11 of the next 14 days, I think is my count correctly. And I know that I'm going to, like, I will be on several different planes and I'll be sitting in things and walking and stuff. And I feel better when I stretch. So I am going to have a goal of daily, but at least 4 times a week stretching.
I like it.
Sometimes. What about our
I was going to say,
what about our connectors?
Sometimes we have to stretch our bodies and sometimes we have to stretch our voice, like our soprano of the show, Debo, who says, next connection, contact the landscapers for spring yard cleanup. We just did that. We just had ours done. It looks nice. It's except our tree has like these very like pink blossoms and now they're just the green leaves. And I was like, oh, I liked it when they were the pink blossoms.
Yeah. And then they become brown.
Yeah.
All right. Our pathologist of the show, Laura, says, new connection. I started doing a couple new things at work and want to track these activities to see how much time they're actually taking. I've never successfully tracked my time before, despite attempts, but hoping having a specific and limited goal in mind will help. Pulled out my nifty Timular tracker to play with and will report back. Thanks, Kathy, for the encouragement.
I used to have a Timular. I don't know where that thing went. Oh, well. Oh, I think I gave it to someone because clearly I wasn't using it.
Right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Shout out to timing too, which I think that you're, if I remember correctly, Laura, you're not able to do much in terms of software and things that you can add to your system. Another trick is to just set an alarm for every 30 minutes. And then when the alarm goes off, write down what you're doing.
Yeah.
It might make anybody you work with really upset, though, that your alarm is going off every 30
minutes. I mean, unless it's like on your watch and then you can do that, maybe. I don't know.
I like it. Our tech podcast listener of the show, Pillix, says, new connection, call and arrange meeting with my granddad for the new project. Give me code name ideas. Keep applying for jobs. and keep learning about Swift UI now that I've received my Mac and the recurring connection. Keep applying for jobs. That one was so important that it was in there twice. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes. Our checklist enthusiast of the show, Mike, says new connection. Finish task system cleanup from last conduit while also celebrating my 6th wedding anniversary and my daughter's 4th birthday. Congratulations on your anniversary and happy birthday.
Congratulatory. our one pair of shoes of the show, Shark. Our shark of the show, one pair of shoes, said, my next connection is to prepare for my in-laws visiting. They will arrive when the next episode of Conduit records, which means they are here now.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun. Our identical twin of the show, Aaron, says, actually book train tickets this time. July is getting close. Don't remind me.
Yep. Our fish bear of the show, Fishy Kai, says, new connection, de-stress. Defense. De-stress. Probably means getting back into a fun, creative project. I like it. Decide what you want to do, but you can do it.
Yes. Our robotics engineer of the show, Aiden, says, next connection, keep applying to jobs. I did finally get one interview, but that's no reason to slow down yet. Absolutely not. Just one interview means that you are also interviewing them. So don't forget, don't sign up for just something that you want that just because they asked. It's just like a date. Going on a first date doesn't mean you have to do a second.
Yep. Our capybara of the show, Arno, says, finish taxes for real. Luckily there's a deadline thing, extension thing. Hopefully you did that. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit of a late fee, but you got this. You can do it.
Yes. Our code monkey of the show, Douglas, says, next connection, establishing a journaling habit. Shout out to the Focus, Deep Focus, revisiting journaling episode for that. Oh, that's exciting. If you need an online version of it, check out micro.blog.
Yeah. Do they let you have like a private one too?
I think so.
I mean, it's private if you just don't ever share it with anybody.
Right.
Because discovery is like intentionally not a thing there. But I would also say security by obscurity is not technically security. So maybe not.
Yes.
But yeah, try out micro.blog anyway. It's really good. Use QR code conduit.
QR code?
Yeah, use the QR code conduit.
I'm making fun of you.
Smash that bell. Ring that button.
Oh, no.
Like and subscribe.
Bow, bow, bow.
Our Oracle of the show, Soph, says, like and subscribe. No, it says, next connection. I've been overdoing things a bit, so I'm going to try to finish work on time and take the weekend off. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You saying that. Yeah.
That's a great idea. I mean, hashtag same, but I can't. Not yet. Not yet. Someday I will. Our nameless of the show, Nameless, says, new connection, do the first assignment. Just do it. No procrastination. Just get it done. Book all the travel things for the family wedding coming up. You can do it. And if you would like to submit a connection, you can do so in the Relay Discord in the hashtag show follow-up channel by starting your message with the conduit emoji and putting your connection after. You can also submit a connection if you are not a member of the Discord by clicking the link in the show notes or using the submit feedback button at relay.fm/conduit. You can also visit imasuperconductor.com to become a member today to get access to pre- and post-show banter, an ad-free episode, and a co-working session in the off weeks with myself and Jay. Lastly, check out youconwearit.com for some great conduit merch, including hashtag break room made me do it, and hashtag keyboards made me buy it. Thank you to Ecamm for sponsoring this week's episode. Hey, Jay, Did we do it?
It took a little bit of discomfort, but afterwards, yeah, I think we.